when you left Dunfermline in the summer, you obviously jumped up a league with Livingston, but you happy just to get back up and stay full time?
No, I think the most important thing was trying to pick the right club, and I went to Livingston, which turned out maybe not the right move at that point. maybe it wasn't the right move at that point, but again, all these experiences help you in the long term. That was my decision. I decided to go to Livingston, and obviously it was a change anyway, which was good for me, but it's maybe the wrong decision. But again, that's football, and you learn from these things.
You made 14 appearances for Olivet before you moved to Clyde in January. Why did you feel ultimately you needed to move to Clyde?
I wasn't really enjoying it, to be honest. Whether I was playing or not, I wasn't enjoying it. I was playing under Mark Burchell, and obviously Mark Burchell got moved. He got moved out. But I wasn't really enjoying it, to be honest. I thought maybe it would change at some point, but I wasn't enjoying my time. And again, it was good to play up a level, and it was great and stuff like that, great experience, and I thought I'd done well when I played. But again, I needed a change and needed to get out. And then I obviously ended up at Clyde, which was another experience. Played pretty much every game at Clyde, except for, I think it was two games. That was an experience. That's football.
Was it quite daunting for you to move from full-time and part-time for the first time in your senior career?
I think it's a massive change of not waking up every morning and going to play football. I think you need that. You need that wee bit of a change of scenery to show that obviously it's not all great and all lovely to watch and stuff like that. Obviously not getting up every morning playing football is a big change, but it's a bit of a culture shock. But again, it's to see the other side of the game, and also makes you want a wee bit more and makes you want to play full-time football even more. That's that.
When you finished at Clyde, you obviously moved on to Queen's Park. What was your ultimate reasons for moving up? Moving up a division, but joining Queen's Park in the end. What was your main reasons?
Main reasons is the trust I had in the gaffer at Queen's Park, what he was saying and stuff like that. I've got a lot of trust in the gaffer at Queen's Park, and I believe in what he says and stuff like that. The way he treats his players is really good as well, and I feel quite comfortable in where I am, and not comfortable as in knowing I'm going to play, but just comfortable as in I know if you're not going to play, it's because you're not doing well enough, which is good. It's just black and white, which is always a help, and when you need that kick up the backside, he'll give it to you, but he'll also give you praise when you deserve it. And also, Queen's Park's a really good club. It's really professional for a team that's obviously part-time, that's got everything except from full-time status and paying players. So, I went there just to rejig myself again and re-energise myself, and I've loved every minute of it, and it's been great so far.
So when you moved to Queen's Park, did you feel that the biggest challenge is obviously trying to keep the club up, or do yourselves as a collective group have loftier ambitions than just seeing the team stay in League One?
Well, I think obviously Queen's Park's ambition is always just to stay in that league, because that's a massive thing for that club, to stay in a league when you are not getting paid any money and boys are obviously on big money in that league. Obviously our ambitions are obviously to stay up, but last year obviously we finished fifth just under the playoffs, which is an incredible achievement for Queen's Park itself. Whether we can do that again this season, who knows, but it's obviously going to be tough again because boys will move on all the time, because boys have got jobs, boys are maybe looking for a bit more money, or maybe boys are moving on to bigger and better things, but it's always tough at Queen's Park, but the club's brilliant, really good, all the boys.
A lot of people look at it and, a lot of people see that the club play at Hampden and think that that's a big advantage. Do you think that you guys put that to your advantage by playing at the National Stadium, big wide pitch, nice surface to play, and do you feel that really suits what Gus McPherson's trying to do at the club?
Yeah, I don't think it'll spook teams like obviously when Dunfermline came. I don't think it'll spook them because they play big pitches every week, but I think the teams in our league, I think it'll I think it does spook them a wee bit at times, because obviously, I think that's the biggest pitch in that league anyway, that's for sure, if not Scotland. So it's a big pitch, and obviously it's a Hampden as well, and obviously everybody loves to play at Hampden. But yeah, you want to try and make that a fortress of some sort, but so does everybody when you play at home. So yeah, you always try and do your best at your home games, but again, you need to try and win your home and away games.
Last year you got 7 goals for the club. Do you feel that chipping in with so many goals each season is a big part of your game, obviously being good at the set pieces aspect of it? Do you feel that that's important in modern day football for fullbacks like yourself to get up and support and chip in when you could?
Yeah, fullbacks are obviously first and foremost defenders. I think people maybe forget about that. You need to defend first as a defender. That's your bread and butter, is defending. But also if you're trying to chip in with assists, which is, I've got a few this season, but again, obviously, assists is the most important thing, trying to help your strikers and midfielders to score. But also, if you can chip in a few goals, whether that be a set piece or in the middle of play, then obviously that's great. But most importantly, my job is to defend my back door, keep my back door shut, and also try and help, try and give people some assists. But also, goals are obviously icing on the cake at times.
Heading into this year, and obviously you started the season in the Betfred Cup, is that a new competition that you feel really helps you guys kick on at part-time level instead of playing numerous friendlies? Do you feel that that really helps the part-time teams get ready for the league season?
Yeah, I think obviously you're normally really back really early now these days. But obviously the Betfred Cup is really good to play in, because again, we played on TV against Motherwell. Obviously the result wasn't great, but I think the boys did really well up to about 70 minutes, but that was probably one of our first games. And obviously we're playing against a team that are in the Premiership, which was really good for us. So it was a good workout, and again, we did really well that day. Obviously, we tired and the goals started to come in, but no, I think it's a good cup for the part-time teams to get up and running. But yeah, no, it's good. It's enjoyable.
How would you look back on the league season so far for the club? Looking at the results just now, it seems a bit inconsistent in terms of there's either really good victories in there or really disappointing defeats. Is that how you would kind of sum it up?
Yeah, no, I would say that I think everybody will know that League 1, League 2 are the same. Maybe a wee bit the same in Championship, where you'll do really well one week, and then the next week you're maybe not getting the result that you think you should deserve, but like, it's always the same, you're always up and down, but you're trying to get that consistency, and if you get that consistency, you're normally up at the top. So yeah, we need to try and get a few wins together and maybe try and get more points on the board. If not, you're not winning, you're drawing the game. So yeah, no, I think it's always tough, but what you're looking for is you have more consistency. I think everybody looks for that.
I know you weren't playing on Saturday because of your injury, but when you look at the game, going to the league leaders and getting beaten narrowly late on, does that give the players confidence despite losing that you can go, if you can go and compete with Ed, you can compete with anybody in the division?
Of course, I think out with United and Racing Rovers, I think it's very even. But again, it just shows you that it was quite even on Saturday. The boys done really well, and probably should have got more for the game, if I'm being honest. Should have got more for the game, but again, that's the difference sometimes. Maybe teams that are maybe higher in the league who are got more, maybe even more experience, that they'll probably finish off their chances more than us. But that's football. But I think it gives the boys a lot of confidence going into next week, that they did do very well against United, and they probably should have got something from the game. So you need to try and take the positives from it, because it's a new week, and obviously we're playing at home this week against Airdrie, so it's a good game to be involved in, and also you're hoping that the boys going to have a bit of confidence from the weekend.
From yourself personally, what kind of injury is it you've got, and how long are you expecting to be out for?
I'll be back in probably two to three weeks maximum. I've just got a wee bit of a slight sore pelvis, but that's okay. I'll be back in 2 to 3 weeks, I've been told, so I'll be okay. But yeah, no, I'm fine. Just overworked, it said.
Looking at yourself so far, 23-year-old, you've made just over 150 career appearances. Are you quite happy with the way that your career's went so far, and are you just positive positively looking towards the future?
Yeah, no, I think I've done reasonably well up until now. You obviously always work hard and hopefully something comes along the road again, but just need to keep your head down and keep working away, and most important thing is to stay positive and believe in yourself, which I do, so there's no point in saying it to other people. You just keep it to yourself, quiet, and do your talking on the pitch, which I feel like I'm doing just now. So yeah, no, I just need to keep my head down and keep working away, and enjoy myself at Queen's Park just now anyway.
Because you have been at part-time level for a few years now, do you feel that you're now at a stage where you're quite comfortable with that and looking outside of football, or have you still got ambitions to possibly go back full-time if the opportunity arose?
My full focus and ambition is to get back full-time football. I'm not looking outside anything else except for trying to get back full-time. But again, the only way of doing that is to keep my head down, keep working away at Queen's Park, and that's what I'm doing. I'm enjoying myself at Queen's Park. They've been brilliant with me, so the most important thing is to keep playing for Queen's Park and trying to do well for Queen's Park, and then see what happens from there.